Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast, episode 252. What's going on, Carl?
There is nothing going on. I'm waiting for the storms to hit, and they won't hit.
I know. They've been going around us, dude.
Because I'm going to disappear as soon as the storms hit.
I think it's the heat of the city that they go around us, man.
Well, I'm tired of it. I'm ready for them to hit. Look, I got a blue Evil Never Dies podcast shirt on tonight.
Ooh, and your favorite cup.
Yeah, my favorite cup with some vodka in it too.
Oh, you're drinking vodka tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I'm drinking my one allowed drink, so
that's all Bubba's allowed. He gets too messed up and we lose track of what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Here's what I think of this week.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
It's been long, man.
It's been a shitty week.
Long and drawn out.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, hopefully next week goes by quick.
God, I hope so.
So
I don't know what I'm looking forward to, but certainly not another week like this. It's been
just been sort of a couple of days was just dreary and just fucking bad vibes all the way around, dude. Fuck.
Bad vibes. That is a good way of putting it. Very bad vibes.
Just so dealing with assholes at work all week and having a big problem with that Mannheim, dude. That auto auction.
Oh, really?
Now they move their parts department. I got to drive clear around the other fucking side of that place. This place is like 2,000 acres of nothing.
Oh my God.
Cars. Yeah, it's fucking huge. So now I gotta. It's just a pain in the ass. But anyway.
Well, you've been bugging my ass for weeks to do Children of the Damn Corn. And I watched it last night, and I swear to God, I ate corn nuts while I watched it.
You ate corn? I love corn nuts, dude.
If you don't believe me, I'll go get the damn thing.
Oh,
yes,
I believe you. I love
my,
fucking
my friend
corn
at
nuts.
Work said, I said, I think it was. Maybe Wednesday. I don't know what day it was. He's like, I said, what are you eating? He said, corn nuts. He said, you want some? I'm like, I haven't ate those things in forever. So they were like some picante lime flavored. They were good. But last night I went and got some from Walgreens, the plain, just the regular corn nuts. I ate almost half a bag of them while watching Children of the Corn. And I'm not joking.
That's fucking funny, dude. I eat corn nuts all the time, dude.
Well, they're not that bad of a snack, really.
No.
They're not flaming full of fat like potato chips or something.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. But yeah. I like the original flavor the best. I've tried, they got like a street corn flavor. Yeah, don't waste your money on that shit.
Well, this flavor was pretty good, but
yeah, the chili and lime one's good, and the regular, them are the only two I'll eat. But
yeah, we finally done Children of the Corn, so hopefully Bubba's happy.
Is that the Blu-ray?
Unfortunately, yes. We'll talk about that as we go along.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get started here.
Let's do it.
Children of the Corn. I need to get a new mouse, man. My mouse is fucked up here. Jesus fucking Christ. Directed by Fritz Kirsch.
And I don't know who the fuck he is.
I know. Never heard of him before, and there's really no info on him other than he's a director, writer, and producer.
That's all we know about him.
So, screenplay by George Goldsmith, based on the short story Children of the Corn by Stephen King. That short story was published in the March 1977 issue of Penthouse Magazine, is where it first came out.
Now that I never knew.
Yes. Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Produced by Donald. Huh?
That's pretty fucking weird, really.
Yeah, I know. Well, evidently it wasn't good enough to make Playboy, so.
Go to Penthouse.
Went with Penthouse. I guess it could have been Hustler. It could have been
Hustler, yeah.
Produced by Donald P. Borchers and Terrence Kirby. Cinematography by, how the hell do you say, Joa Fernandez, known as Raul Lomas.
Whatever. Okay.
Never heard of him either.
No.
Edited by Harry Carinatus. Music by Jonathan Elias. And a pretty good score in this movie.
The score is strong.
Yes, it is. Production companies are Angelus Entertainment Group, Cinema Group, Hal Roach Studios. Hal Roach Studios is like one of the oldest studios in Hollywood history. They did like all the Little Rascals, the R Gangs, and all that back in the day.
Interesting.
Inverness Productions and Planet Productions, distributed by New World Pictures. And who are they now? Or are they just not around anymore?
They're not around anymore. I don't know who has the rights. I don't know, dude. I thought Lionsgate had the rights to them, but this is an Arrow Blu-ray, so I don't effing know.
Well, it's on about everything. You can watch it free on YouTube with ads, and it's on Prime, and so who knows who owns it. It must be pretty much just out there. So, release date of March 9th, 1984, so it just celebrated its 40th anniversary.
So that's why you wanted to do it so hard and heavy.
Yeah, I've been doing some anniversaries here lately. Running time of 92 minutes. Country, United States, English language, and made $14.6 million at the box office, which was awesome considering the budget that this thing had was $1.3 million.
Well, I heard a lot of the budget went to Stephen King.
Actually. Yeah, $500,000 of it went to Stephen King, or he wasn't going to allow his name to be used. And then they only ended up with $800,000 to make this movie. So a lot of shit had to be cut out, which would have been awesome if they would have left it in. So, all right.
So by the way, New World Pictures is now succeeded through the Walt Disney Company.
Oh.
Through its purchase of 20th Century Studios. So there you go.
Well, I'm surprised it's still even up on YouTube because Disney bought all the Fox stuff, right?
No, they bought the 20th Century stuff.
Yeah, the 20th Century
Fox stuff. Fox still exists.
The 20th Century stuff. That's what I thought because...
Those 20th Century Studios.
Yeah, we're doing... With Jimbo, we're doing them... Planet of the Apes, the TV series.
Yeah, Disney like, would have those.
Just like 2 months ago, you could get it on. You could get all the episodes on YouTube, and now you can only get certain ones. Like they took the very first episode down right away when they fucking.
Maybe they're going to try to put everything on Hulu or Disney Plus.
That would be great That'd be great if they did.
That's why I keep telling everybody buy physical media because these streaming companies are going to. Kidnap ship and you'll never see it again.
Yep. Until they decide they're good and ready to put it out.
Exactly.
All right, Carl, go over the plot of this film here.
Well, okay, we start out with the little boy Job, who's actually one of the better little actors. I guess he's what, about maybe 10 years old?
Something like that, 10, 11.
Him and his daddy are in the coffee shop. then everything's going good. Then we look over and see a vile looking redheaded kid playing pinball and some other, I guess they're teenagers, yeah, coming through the door. And his sister's homesick with a fever and drawing out a picture of this coffee thing. And she's like a psychic or something. So the daddy's on the phone with the mother asking about the daughter. And all of a sudden, one of the kids poisons all the coffee and gives it to the old people. They all start falling over dead. The ones who ain't drank the coffee, they start stabbing them.
Meat cleavers, then, all kinds of shit.
So the redheaded kid, which we will call Malachi, grabs this huge ass machete and starts stabbing the shit out of people. And they kill all the adults. So this is going on all throughout the town. And before you know it, all that's left are the kids. And if you looking inside the window at all the mayhem is Isaac.
Yep.
The little vile bastard Isaac.
The child preacher.
The semi-child preacher. We'll talk about that later, too.
Yeah, we will.
And Isaac has now took over the town with his henchman, Malachi. And that is the plot of... Well, then look, we'll fast forward to these two dorks who, I guess, I don't know what the hell they're doing, but they decide to drive through the cornfields and, yeah, they get involved in this whole situation. And that's
chaos ensues.
Chaos ensues with Malachi and Isaac.
Yep. All right.
That's the general plot of Children of the Corn, the original.
The original.
Now, there's 13 sequels and like two remakes. This is the original, just so you know.
There is a bunch of fucking sequels to this, ain't there? Is there really 13 or you just
fuck? I don't know. I own all of them, so I don't know, man. I got every one of these damn stupid things.
I know one of them's called Children of the Corn 666, The Return of Isaac or some shit.
Might be one of the better ones, actually.
Really? Okay. All right, let's go over the cast here. First off, we got Peter Horton as Bert Stanton.
And that guy sucked. I don't know what he's been in since then, but he was a terrible actor in this movie.
Well, remember the TV show 30-something like back in the 80s?
I do not. I've never watched a stupid show like that, so I would have no clue.
Well, he was the star of that. So there.
When that was 30-something show was on, I was probably about 13-something and could care less.
Yep.
Or 15-something. I never watched that show.
All right. Linda Hamilton as Vicki Baxter. And she was young in this for sure.
She was young, and I love Linda Hamilton, but this is not her best role.
No, it's not. Well, it was one of her first roles, I think. So,
yeah, this would have been before Terminator, I think.
Yes, it was. Next, we got R.G. Armstrong as Dale, the old man at the gas station. John Franklin as Isaac Croner.
We want to talk about him, or are we going to wait a bit?
I guess we could talk about him.
Okay, so he portrayed, about a 13-year-old kid in this movie. But in actuality, he was 23 years old.
Yeah,
he had that Webster disease, as I call it, where he never grew. And he appeared to be a child, but he was a grown man. And I guess he said he was in Hollywood for about 6 weeks before he got this role. And they were really happy to get him.
Huh.
And he's excellent in this role.
Yeah, it's just his voice and everything.
His voice is just Malachi. Yeah, that kid or that young man was excellent in this movie. That was a true find.
Yeah, for sure. 6 weeks in Hollywood and he gets a starring role.
Yes, he did.
That's pretty cool. He's been to a couple of cons over the years, I think, too.
I believe so.
All right, next we got Courtney Gaines as Malachi Boardman.
And again, he is the other star of the show.
Yep.
Now, he said when he went to the audition, he brought a fake knife with him and pulled it out and grabbed one of the other kids and put it to their neck. And they're like, oh, shit, you're hired. And he said he had that evil look down that he gives, you know, and then
just as he's got a huge mouth, dude.
Yeah, that dude is fucking brilliant, man.
Yep.
Malachi and Isaac, that they will always be two of the coolest villains in the history of villainry to me.
Yep.
But unfortunately, they were wasted.
Yeah.
They could have made an entire franchise around Malachi and Isaac if they had chosen to.
Hey, man.
They could have been the new Freddy and Jason.
That's a good idea.
Well, apparently not. They've made 13 movies and 2 sequels. And
just you'd have to pay fucking Stephen King probably $5 million to write off on it.
True, true.
All right, next we got Robbie Kiger as Job.
Again, he was good too.
Yep, good little kid actor for sure.
Don't think he appeared in anything after that. I couldn't find anything about him. But
nothing. His name isn't even highlighted.
Yeah, he was really a good little kid in this, and had his eye reaction to some things was great. You know, he rolled his eyes a couple times.
Yeah,
he didn't like Malachi or Isaac.
No,
and he was a rebel.
Either did the next girl here, Anne Marie McAvoy as his sister Sarah.
Sarah, the sister who had psychic powers and could draw the future with crayons.
Yep. Next, we got Julie Maddalena as Rachel Colby, and she was like the head girl of the group, I guess you would say.
She looked whack.
Yes, she did.
I don't know why, but she looked about as whack as Linda Blair back here.
Yeah, I know. Next, we got Jonas Marlowe as Joseph. He was
the escapee.
Yeah, he was trying to escape
the children of the corn, and it did not work out for the young gentleman.
Yeah, we'll go into a little bit of that in the trivia here. And last but not least, we got John Philbin as Richard Amos Deegan. And that is the cast for Children of the Corn.
And a bunch of unnamed extra children of the corn.
Yeah, lots of extras in this for sure. I guess they all had speaking roles.
Yeah, a lot of them did.
Yeah, a big group of them together, they were all chanting and shit, so. Yeah. All right, let's go over a little bit of the production here. Film was actually shot in 4 Iowa towns, Hornick, Whiting, Salix, and Sergeant Bluffs, Iowa, where there's lots of fucking corn. Lots of corn. Film rights were originally optioned by the Hal Roach Studios, like we said. And Stephen King wrote a script based on his own short story, but they didn't want to use his script. So I think that's part of the reason why he got pissed off and
wanted the money,
since they wouldn't accept his script.
And I checked, there are 11 Children of the Corn movies,
11
sequels and remakes.
Really? I watched the latest remake from last year. It wasn't that bad.
The 2009 version was terrible. I don't think I've even seen the 2020 version. I don't know.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. The little girl in it that was the main protagonist, she did a good job in it. I want to say it was the same girl that was in that. Was it the same girl that was in the new Exorcist piece of shit?
Dude, I have no clue on that one. I need to look into that movie probably more, I guess. I don't know.
It wasn't bad. I can't complain about it. Wasn't one of them where I'd want to shut it off like that fucking Exorcist.
Exactly.
Oh, let's see here. Where the hell was I at here?
You were doing production.
Well, that was really about it.
That was all the production we got.
Just other, they used real townspeople in the film from all the different towns. They had to they had to prop up and paint a lot of the corn stalks because it was getting towards harvest season.
I remember that.
And so they had to actually paint some stalks. You couldn't really tell, though.
No. Well, especially on the Blu-ray, you couldn't tell.
Because I've been around a lot of fucking corn, dude. So
I have not. Just corn nuts.
All right. Talked about the Malachi guy and his came in and put his knife to the throat of the guy. We already talked about that. It's about really all I got on the production. You got anything off the Blu-ray? Any?
You want to get into the Blu-ray completely?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay. There are special features on the Blu-ray, including interviews with the, I don't know if it was the director or the what he was, but somebody, and interviews with the Malachi and Isaac actors.
Oh, okay.
These were done relatively in the last however many years, and they just give some insight and talk a little bit about how they felt about the movie and some pretty good little notes on it. It's got a lot of good special features. Let's see. There are some commentary tracks. The interview with Courtney, what's his name? I can't even read this. Start Gaines and Jonathan and John Franklin. Just a bunch of little snippets here and there. Not a whole lot of interests. It's just a lot of little small little special features. This was released by Arrow Videos. It's supposed to be a special edition. It was supposedly rendered into 2K and restored from the original camera negative. But I'm going to tell you, this is one of the shittiest Blu-rays I have seen video-wise. Really? It was terrible. It was very, very grainy. I mean, so grainy it looked worse than an old DVD. So I was not impressed with the picture quality at all. It was bad. The sound was not so great either.
Really?
Further review, I guess Arrow has now released this thing on 4K. So the reviews say the 4K looks better. But on Vudu, I've actually got a 4K version of Children of the Corn. And after I had watched it, I actually played it on Vudu while I was doing some other stuff, and it looked a lot better.
Yeah, because it looked good on Prime. I watched it on
Yeah,
Prime.
It looked really good on Vudu.
And it came up as 4K UHD, so.
That's what it did on Vudu as well. But yeah. You might want to avoid this old DVD that I've got, even though it's supposedly the special edition, and pick up the 4K if you're interested in having a physical copy of it. Other than that, yeah, maybe watch it on Amazon or buy it off of Fandango at Home, the new name of Vudu, I guess I should call it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They don't
Fandango now owns Vudu. But it looked really good on there. But I would give this Blu-ray about a B for its special features, but the picture quality is about a D-. It was not good.
Damn.
So Arrow's, you know, pretty good about things, but they definitely were missed in this situation. But the good news is there is a 4K out. So
when did that come out?
I actually looked to upgrade here one of these days.
When did that Blu-ray come out?
I don't know the exact date.
Been a while, though.
I haven't had it long. So I think the 4K may have just came out within the last 6 months.
Okay, probably for the 40th anniversary.
Probably so. So I might look at picking that up, maybe. I don't know. I might just be content with a copy I've got on Vudu.
I wonder if there's
a
newer.
I got the special features if I ever want to watch them on this thing.
I wonder if there's a newer Blu-ray version of it.
No.
No.
Just the 4K.
Dang. All right. All right, let's go over some. You got anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Okay. All right. Let's go over some trivia here. On the dashboard of Bert and Vicky's car is a copy of the book Night Shift, the Stephen King short story collection in which Children of the Corn originally appeared.
Well, I heard something that there was a different script that got yanked.
Yeah, I think I got that down here somewhere. Well, it was Stephen King's script was.
It got yanked?
Yeah. And they used, what's his name, Goldsmith's instead.
Well, I think Goldsmith might have been the one talking on the Blu-ray. It wasn't the director, I don't think. It wasn't very interesting. Malachi and Isaac were the interesting parts of the interview.
Well, that's cool. All right, when asked by a fan how the effect from the burring He Who Walks Behind the Rose was created, special effects coordinator Wayne Beauchamp revealed that it was accomplished thanks to a special device called the Turtle, something they designed. It's a upside-down wheelbarrow bucket, and they put wheels on it, and they dug a trench, put it in the bottom, and put a tarp over it, and then filled it up with dirt, and they tied a big line to it, did like a 100-foot trench, and they tied a tractor to it and fucking pulled it through, and it made like look like the dirt was
moving.
Yeah, so
okay,
sort of a cheap effect, cheap, but it worked. It looked
better than some of the other special effects.
Yeah, like the sky and stuff in this.
Oh, that was terrible.
That was,
and it was so terrible on this nasty Blu-ray with all the grain.
I bet. All right, let me, damn mouse. Already talked about that. They also use fake corn.
Yeah, you said that, I think.
Because the regular corn, they use polyurethane corn, because in the scenes where the corn's being like spread apart, the real corn would just break off and they couldn't use it. So even though they painted it. Oh, we already covered that. Let's see here. This has spawned more sequels more than any other Stephen King film. What do you say? There's 11 altogether?
11 sequels and remakes, including the original.
Jeez.
And I have just about all of them, and there really ain't any of them any good.
All right. Supposedly to try to go to a safe place, they're supposed to go to a town called Hemmingford. They kept driving around and going in circles and
going to this Gatlin.
Yeah. And that's the same place the heroes of Stephen King's novel The Stand are also drawn to in their dreams. All the Stephen King stuff's got the same names, like Derry and what is it? Derry, Maine, or whatever it is. And what's the other one? Castle Rock,
yes.
Derry, Maine's where it's from.
He is from Maine.
John Franklin, who played Isaac, claimed in an interview that him and some of his friends were at a restaurant, and a woman sitting at the next table to him recognized him as Isaac, and she screamed and got up and ran out of the restaurant, and then came back and demanded to have her group move to another table so they didn't have to sit next to him. She was
that's funny. I do got a funny Isaac story.
Okay.
So he said prior to doing the movie, he had done a commercial for Star Trek, and they had cut his hair like a Vulcan.
The mini Spock. Yeah.
The mini Spock. Yes.
Yeah, I remember
the
that.
The mini Spock.
Dude.
So he said when he showed up, they're like, what's up with your hair? And he said, oh, I was a Vulcan. They said, keep it. It looks perfect for the role. So Isaac has a Vulcan haircut in Children of the Corn.
That's fucking awesome. I remember that commercial too, I think.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's some cool trivia for you. I do know a lot about this movie, though. I've been avoiding it like the plague.
I actually seen this in the theater when it came out. All right. For the scene where Vicky dreams of Joseph's body rising up to grab her, Linda Hamilton was told that a mannequin was to be used because the blacktop on the road would be too hot.
They lied to her.
They lied to her. And that was a real reaction that she had when the guy jumped up off the from underneath the blanket. So, all right. Like we talked about, since they cut out a bunch of shit in this movie that would have been fucking cool, dude. The gas station guy, instead of originally found just the neckerchief for the dog, well, it was supposed to be the severed head of his dog, and which probably would upset a lot of people too, if you think about it.
Yeah, for some reason I thought the dog showed up at the end, but I don't. He didn't show up this time. One of those Mandela effects.
Dale's death, where Bert and Vicky go back to the service station, supposed to be the whole place was just supposed to be overtaken with corn. All the vehicles were supposed to be overtaken with corn, and he was supposed to be dead underneath his truck, stuffed with corn coming out of all of his.
None of that happened.
Orifices. And
none of that happened.
He was supposed to be holding a corn crucifix too.
Well, none of that happened.
None of it happened. Would have been cool though.
This could have been a lot cooler. That's all I can say.
Yeah. They should have told Stephen King to fuck off. Use $500,000 for some better effects. For sure. All right, let's see, what else do I got here?
There couldn't be much more.
I get the Bert character. I guess he was supposed to take way more punishment in the film too. He was supposed to have been way more cut up by the corn grabbing him and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't happen.
Okay, I'm getting bored with this now.
All right, well, that's about it anyway. We've talked about a lot of this shit already. Yeah. So. Well, do you got anything else, Carl?
I have nothing else.
Well, how are you going to rate this?
I'm going to give Children of the Corn a 2.5.
A 2.5? Really?
2.5, and I'm going to tell you why. It has not aged well. The story is shit. The acting is terrible. And we have no fucking clue what's going on in this movie. They never explain anything. Nothing. We don't know. He who rocks against the whatever the fuck is. It's terrible. The script is awful. The acting is awful. The only redeeming factors for this movie is Malachi and Isaac and that little Job kid. It could have been so much more. It's aged like shit. And I've always loved this movie. But in 2024, I can't give it any higher.
Okay.
I don't even recommend it at this stage.
Well, I have to agree with you in a lot of respects for that. Definitely the script was screwy. Maybe they should have went with Stephen King's script. Maybe it would have been better.
Yeah.
Since he wrote the original short story, you know, I've never read it, but I don't have a March 1977 copy of Penthouse laying around anywhere. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, Malachi and Isaac, they were definitely the stars of this movie for sure. Basically, all what's-her-name did was run around trying to look cute. And the Bert guy, that... I didn't get his character even, what he was supposed to be or what or anything, so... Evidently, they were like, what? Weren't they supposed to be newlyweds or something?
I have no idea, honestly. It was just fucking stupid, man. It was good for 1984, but they fucked this movie up, honestly. It could have been so good. The Malachi and Isaac characters could have been so iconic. They are iconic, but they could have been so much more. Yeah. Linda Hamilton and that goofy Peter Fonda or whatever the hell his name was. No point.
Yeah. Like I said, all she did was run around looking cute, and I'm gonna give it a three. I enjoyed it the other night when I watched it again.
I didn't enjoy it like I used to. No,
brought back some memories, but I can't give it no more than a three either. Just for the cheesy effects, for sure. That was, but 84. That was top of the line stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna give it a three.
Well, I say we don't revisit any more Children of the Corn movies after this.
Oh, come on.
I don't care. Man. I don't care about your 2020 remake either.
Well, don't watch it.
I'm not. You can review it on your own. Midweek episode this week.
I don't think I'm going to go that far. Fuck that. All right. Well, I guess that's it, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening. And,
the only bit of good news I got, if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the Eagles coming back Monday morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Dallas is going to have a decent rock station again, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Have they said who's going to be on it or whatever?
Dude, they're still playing the freak for right now. It's all a big mystery.
Big mystery.
It'd probably be satellite anyway. There probably won't be nobody on it.
Probably, yeah.
That's all I got for the week. I'm going to disappear and not be seen until Monday morning now.
Dude,
c'est la vie.
If I didn't have shit to do this weekend, I would join you, dude. I would love to disappear for a weekend.
Okay. Well, stay evil and c'est la vie and goodbye.
Check us out on all the social medias. Hit that like and subscribe on the YouTube. I
understand you. You can't do a quick radio voice.
Mm-mm. Okay, Carl.
That was a bad quick radio voice.
Stay evil, everybody. Bye. Yeah.
Every child is afraid of the dark, the unknown, the nightmare. In Gatlin, Nebraska, that nightmare is in the corn. Stephen King's Children of the Corn. From Stephen King, the author of Carrie, The Shining, The Dead Zone, and Christine, an adult nightmare. Children of the Corn. Stephen King's Children of the Corn, an adult nightmare. Coming soon from New World Pictures.